with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting Nikki Haley will be voting for Donald Trump in the November election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The former GOP governor and presidential candidate clashed with Trump during primaries, and she did not endorse him when she suspended her campaign. But speaking here in Washington, Haley announced that she will be voting for Trump. However, she warned him not to ignore her supporters. Haley said the former president would be smart to reach out to the millions of people who supported her candidacy and not assume that they're just going to be with him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Another human has been diagnosed with bird flu. He's a Michigan farm worker.
Health officials say the worker had been in contact with cows, presumed to be infected with bird flu, experienced mild eye symptoms, and has recovered. This is the second human case of bird flu associated with an outbreak in dairy cows in the U.S. Officials say the risk of bird flu to the public remains low, but farm workers exposed to infected animals are at higher risk. The first case happened in late March when a farm worker in Texas was diagnosed. Since 2020, a bird flu virus has been spreading among more animal species, including dogs, cats, skunks, bears, and even seals and porpoises. I'm Ed Donahue.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has set July 4th as a date for a national election as his divided and demoralized Conservative Party faces its biggest challenge to its 14-year rule. Sunak's party has struggled to overcome a series of crises, including an economic slump, ethics scandals, and a revolving door of leaders in the past 2 years. The opposition Labour Party is strongly favored to defeat the Conservatives. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 201 points, the Nasdaq dropped 31, the S&P 500 lower by 14. This is SRN News. Pope Francis sparks controversy again.
In an interview with 60 Minutes, the pontiff said, "Of the human race, we are all fundamentally good. There are some sinners, but the heart itself is good." His statement seemed to run contrary to the biblical assertions that all have sinned, and the heart of man is desperately wicked. The Pope is already in the process of splitting his own church over the issue of homosexuality, allowing priests to bless same-sex civil unions. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A Maine woman is appealing the dismissal of her lawsuit that accused school officials of encouraging her teenage daughter's decision to live as a boy. The teachers provided the girl with a chest binder and began using a new name and pronouns without consulting her mother. A federal judge ruled earlier this month that Amber Levine failed to establish legal claims for which the school district could be held liable. SRN News. After several days of gains for the market, stocks finished farther away from record territory today. More on Wall Street's activities today from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks pulled back from their record highs as concerns about high interest rates weighed on the market. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Wednesday. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.2%. Both indexes set all-time highs a day earlier. The Dow lost 201 points. That's about 0.5%. The market had been close to flat early in the day, but turned lower after minutes from the Federal Reserve's latest meeting were released in the afternoon. The minutes showed that policymakers believed it would take longer than previously thought to get inflation fully under control. Targets slumped 8% after the big retailer reported profit that fell short of analysts' expectations. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.